Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Okay, waking up to the news this morning. Very cold this morning, Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, just bone chilling.
Ready for a little global warming.
I am too, I gotta tell you. Waking up to the news that the FBI's geolocation system, which got credit for catching the Brown University shooter, that did not catch the Brown University shooter. That person is still at large. So they're looking for that person today, the person of interest that, you know, everybody saw his face over the weekend. He's been released. Wrong guy. And I was just thinking of the coverage over the weekend where they were reporting. He told police he didn't leave the hotel. He didn't go out. But they didn't believe him. They arrested. Well, you know, he's out now. So, wasn't him. Whoever it was is still at large. That's a problem. Meanwhile, also over the weekend, the horrific murder of the Reiners, Rob Reiner and his wife.
This is bizarre.
Oh, gosh. You know, People Magazine is reporting it was their son that killed them. Yeah.
Well, it said it was a stabbing, so.
It's, yeah. So a very personal, absolutely brutal murder that is shocking the country right now. They were found dead in their Hollywood mansion.
Yeah, still no official word on suspects,
no.
But anyway.
No, but People Magazine saying that it was, in fact, the family member. So we'll see if that holds up. We'll see if that's true. That has not been confirmed anywhere else outside of here, but that is out there and has been out there for several hours online. From people. So we'll see. You know, if anybody had the sources to get that, they do. So we'll see. We'll see if it's right. Meanwhile, horrific shooting in Bondi Beach. And look, and this is wild, a father and son Islamist duo?
Yep.
That's crazy. And especially as it breaks over the weekend, Tulsi Gabbard, who is our director of national intelligence, that of the Afghans that Biden brought here, not only were they not vetted, there were at least 2,000 terrorists among them.
There were over 100,000 people who came into our country because of that disastrous withdrawal. I'll tell you, the vast majority of them were not properly vetted. They certainly were not vetted at anywhere near the standard that we require. And of that number, right, we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Which is unbelievable.
And again, remember the Biden administration claiming and Democrat media even claiming over the last few weeks, oh, they were vetted. And Joe Kent, who's the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, Trump's appointee, that's a federal agency, came out and said, no, they were not. They were vetted to serve in Afghanistan with our troops, which is a very different thing than the standard of vetting they were supposed to have to get visas to come here. And as we know, a lot of those Afghans turned on our troops in Afghanistan, murdered their trainers. We've had a lot of problems with it. And so it's not surprising that 2,000 of them are, in fact, terrorists.
Believable. So you have 88,000 who came on the Afghan evacuation program, and you're saying most have not been accurately vetted. What percentage can we vouch for, and which percentage are totally unknown?
Because of the very irresponsible and dangerous approach that the Biden administration took, we don't actually know the answer to that. This is why, through our National Counterterrorism Center, we are going through and working with our partners in the FBI and Department of Homeland Security in going and actually re-vetting every single one of these individuals.
Every single one, Lee.
Wow.
I know. What I mean, just what the Biden administration did to this country. I've never seen anything like this. It is a bombshell every day. I was telling my husband this. I've never covered a thing like this, where all of these things that we're covering happened, you know, 2 years ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, but they're bombshells as they're coming out. The mass level of fraud to pay for the illegal immigrants, who they actually let in, that's shocking. And late Friday, we found out the total number of known terrorists in this country, 18,000 let in by Joe Biden over the 4 years. 18,000. And that 2,000 you just heard Tulsi Gabbard talking about, that's just the Afghans that we flew out of Afghanistan. It's shocking.
Yeah.
It really
is. If this had been a Republican administration that was accused of this, there'd be calls for people being arrested and tried for treason.
Yeah, we'd never hear the end of it from the mainstream media. They'd make hay of it. But it's, you know, it's Democrats, and they just don't care. They're not interested. Newsbusters is documenting their conservative group. This stuff isn't even being reported in their media. The CNNs, ABC, NBC, CBS, the 18,000 terrorists. That was in an open hearing this week where Joe Kent testified. And it's just being blacked out. And think about this with the 18,000 terrorists. This is what's so shocking about it, because he later clarified this. Listen, those terrorists were either the ones that showed up at our border and turned themselves in, or we let them in on visas. The 2 million gotaways, we don't know who they were. We know exactly how many there were because we've got sensors in the ground. We know how many got away, but we don't know who they were. That, so this 18,000 terrorists, that doesn't even count the gotaways. There's probably at least double that, because Lee, if you're on a terror watch list, you know. Well, I was going to say you don't turn yourself in, but yeah. The Democrats were so cozy with these terrorists. Yeah. I guess you do. And just the shocking story day after day after day is who's in this country. I mean, I can't get over the story last week. I can't get over the story last week of the Honduras Kill Squad member who assassinated the son of the former president of Honduras, was tried for it, convicted for it, put in prison. By the way, he also killed three of his friends. They were exiting a nightclub. So four homicides. He pays somebody to break him out of prison, makes a beeline for Joe Biden's America because he's heard Democrats love him. He's not wrong. He turns himself in at the border, Lee. He doesn't even, like, abscond. You know, he's like, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't turn myself in. I'm internationally wanted by Interpol. No, turns himself into Biden. Biden lets him go. No biggie. He makes a beeline to where he'll feel most comfortable, California. Gets a driver's license there. And here's the punchline. In his own name. In his, he doesn't even hide who he is. He just shows up at the DMV. Hey, yeah, it's me. I go by Phantasma, but here's my real name. And so what do I do for a living? Hit squad, death squad. That's me. Yeah, hey, can I have a license? California's like, yeah, sure. Go ahead, have a license. Here, have one. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. I'll kill whoever you want. Just vote be sure to vote Democrat. Would you like to sign up for welfare? Welcome to America. So these bombshells are going off every day in America. And the news is really 2 to 3 years old as we discover things that the Biden administration has done that are so shocking. It's almost indescribable.
And the sad thing is, this is exactly what people predicted prior to these events happening, is that here are the consequences of the actions and the policies of the previous administration. Totally foreseeable.
Yeah. Totally foreseeable. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, I don't know what this week's shocking revelation will be, but there's going to be one. Might be the 700,000 illegals illegally signed up to get food stamps. The fraud controls turned down on everything from Obamacare to, you know, food stamps to Medicaid, so that illegals can sign up. The fact that Joe Biden's Democrat government knew these people were terrorists, knew these people were wanted by Interpol, or should have, because they should have vetted them, didn't give a damn, let them go. The open border. I mean, like, just the stuff that was done to this country is shocking. So keep it tuned right here. I know, Lee, you and the newsroom will have updates all day long. As I know, they're still hunting for the Brown University shooter. They got the wrong guy. The real guy's out there somewhere. They're looking for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's cold out there. Yeah, if you're going out the door this morning, add an extra layer, or perhaps two. Okay, Rob Reiner and his wife found murdered in their home, apparently stabbed to death, it appears. The director, Rob Reiner, if you're just waking up to this, it is shocking. And his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, found dead in their mansion, their Hollywood mansion. Now, so far, it's only People News reporting this. Take it with a grain of salt, but they would have the sources to know, being a tabloid. Their Hollywood sources to know. They are saying their sources inside the LAPD are telling them that the son, their son Nick, did it. He's now being questioned by police. He has not been arrested yet, but they expect, they claim, an arrest is imminent. We'll see. People Magazine reporting Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, also an actress, were killed by their son Nick. According to multiple sources who've spoken to family members, their daughter, Romy, found them stabbed to death on Sunday about 3:30 p.m. Just absolutely tragic. He was 78. She's 68. And it has been confirmed that Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner were the victims, of course. Police say Nick is alive, is being questioned. No arrests again have been made. And of course, Rob Reiner, a very famous director, producer, and actor, whose career, you know, included everything from the movie Stand By Me, loved that movie. The Princess Bride, loved that one too. When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men. And of course, he became famous for his role as Mike on the Norman Lear TV sitcom All in the Family. Rob and Michelle met when he directed When Harry Met Sally, and they married in 1989 before having three children. So the son, who People Magazine is reporting is the killer, stabbed his parents to death in their mansion, in their Hollywood mansion. We'll see. Again, only People is reporting that right now. The son, Nick, who supposedly did, is 32, struggled for years with drug addiction, which began in his early teens, eventually left him homeless and living in the streets, did a 2016 interview with People. He has cycled in and out of rehab beginning around the age of 15. That's rough. And as his addiction escalated, he drifted further and further from home and spent significant stretches homeless in multiple states. Nick, the son, who, again, people is reporting, murdered his parents, if you're waking up to this, Rob Reiner, and his wife found dead, stabbed to death in their Hollywood mansion. Nick, the son, told people that the chaotic period of addiction, including nights and sometimes weeks sleeping outside, later became the basis for the semi-autobiographical film Being Charlie, which he co-wrote. He told people at the time, I've been home for a really long time and I've sort of gotten acclimated back to being in LA and being around my family. So we'll see if people has this right. And again, they say their sources are inside the LAPD. We'll see if he got it right. And it was, in fact, the son that killed Rob Reiner and his wife. But they were absolutely murdered in their home. And it appears a knife or a sharp victim, something resulted in the victim. So anyway, interesting breaking news from, by the way, there's so much news this morning. Charlie Kirk's wife is meeting with Candace Owens. She's been asking her to please stop with the conspiracy theories. And she is literally afraid that Tyler Robinson's going to get away with murdering her husband. Says that Candace Owens is poisoning the jury pool and needs to stop talking. And Candace Owens has, resulted in TPUSA, who, by the way, the leaders, that's Charlie Kirk's group, the leaders of that group are also very good friends of his. They are getting death threats, hate mail, and being accused of being a part of the conspiracy with the Israelis to murder Charlie. That's how insane this has gotten online. So you now have Erica Kirk. They had a symposium the other day. They ran live on X, just debunking all of these crazy conspiracies, saying, no, Tyler Robinson is the guy who killed Charlie. And, Erica Kirk is not part of a conspiracy. The TPUSA leadership is not part of a conspiracy. And we need to focus on convicting Tyler Robinson and not poisoning the jury pool. So good news breaking on Fox that Candace Owens is going to be meeting with Erica Kirk about the conspiracy theory she has been spewing. She was challenged last week to a debate about those conspiracy theories, but did not show up. So we shall see. That's only the beginning of that nutty news day that we are having this morning. Okay, folks. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to connect some dots here as a country. It's going to be uncomfortable. Look at this. In Washington, D.C., two Israeli embassy staffers murdered by a Muslim terrorist, who we then found out was radicalized on one of our universities by left-wing doctrinaire activists and professors. And a few months ago, what do we have in America? Jews burned alive by another Muslim terrorist, an immigrant. Yesterday, Muslims killed American soldiers in Syria. Another group of Muslim immigrants caught trying to blow up a Christmas market in Germany. They don't like seeing Christianity. They don't want to see it. They don't feel like they should have to see it. This is a problem in the West. It's a problem. Meanwhile, we've got Tulsi Gabbard over the weekend saying we're going back and re-vetting every single one of the 100,000 Sunni Afghans that we took it into this country. And they're going to try to expel them if they're on the terror list. The problem that they're going to run into is that a lot of them are so far down, through the citizenship process, we're going to have trouble getting rid of some of them. And incredibly, not only were they not, this is the crazy part, not vetted before they were put on those planes and not vetted before they were released, they weren't vetted before they went through the citizenship process. So they're getting permanent legal residence, which is a pretty ironclad step in the process towards citizenship. Still, again, not vetted. You know, folks, at some point, this is deliberate. And when you look at, why is this happening? Why do we have to learn over the weekend from Tulsi Gabbard that at least 2,000 of Biden's Afghan migrants are on terror watch list? They're terrorists. Why would Democrats do that? Because Sunni Muslims, and 90% of Afghanistan is Sunni, vote Democrat at the highest rate of anyone on Earth, even higher than Black Americans, 92 to 93%. That's why. Now, why would you take in 2,000 terrorists? I'm going to do the math with you. The math the Democrats do, and they don't care who they kill. They know they're going to kill people. They don't care. Because of this math I'm about to tell you. When you have races in swing states that come down to 10,000 votes, and you take in, yes, 2,000 terrorists, each one of them, the second they get that green card, is, and they all have it, they've got them now, the second they get that green card, they are eligible to begin the process on that very day of bringing an average of three people each to the country. And, you know, three more people going to vote 92, 90%, 93% for Democrats. So what is that? It's what? Let's say five, three people each on average, right? That's 6,000 more. So now you're at eight, the original 2,000 and the three each that they've all already applied, I guarantee you, to bring to the country. That's eight total. Those 6,000 will bring in an average of one to two people. Let's go with one. Let's just assume, best case scenario, one person. How many Democrat voters do you have now from these 2,000 terrorists? 14,000 because of our chain migration system. They all settle in, you know, you get enough of those people through the swing states, you got Democrat victory. That's why this is happening. They do not care how many people die. That is incidental. It does not matter to them. They're a psychopathic party. Did you see how I did that? And so when you're talking about 100,000 Afghans, you're just shoving them on a plane fast enough. Well, do the math. We've got to end chain migration from these countries. We've got to send back these unvetted immigrants. We cannot coexist with them. And here's your problem that you have. Even if the people coming are not terrorists, they're being radicalized here. What have we been told so far? We don't know a lot. What have we been told so far about the DC National Guard shooter? He was radicalized here, we're told. Radicalized here. And by the way, I just got to 14 to 16,000 just from those 2,000 terrorists Joe Biden brought in from Afghanistan. That doesn't count any of them having kids. This math doesn't work. We're not compatible societies. What is going on with this, folks? Measles outbreak. 300 piece from over the weekend. 300 people in quarantine due to upstate measles outbreak. Here's what's interesting about this. Largest ever number of quarantined. This is the largest measles quarantine in state history. It's also the largest measles quarantine ever recorded in the upstate. So this is, and by a long shot. So this is a huge deal. They're also saying that it's not only unprecedented for the state and for the region, but it's been driven by community transmission in low vaccination pockets. I'm wondering what is going on here with this. So if you're just catching up on this, largest measles outbreak post-2000, when we supposedly had eradication of measles, also largest outbreak ever. 126 confirmed cases in the upstate. That's out of 129 total for the entire year in the state. So basically all of the measles is in the upstate. 126 out of 129 cases for the year. 303 people currently in quarantine. Primarily unvaccinated exposed individuals that, you know, you have to stay home for 21 days. An additional 13 are in isolation due to active infection. And the quarantines have now impacted, as of the weekend, 11 schools, including 67 students at one school, with some children facing multiple 21-day quarantines. And over 90, this is the weird part, over 90% of cases are in unvaccinated or partially vaccinated individuals. That's really interesting to me because I'm not sure how that's happened school-wise. What are so many unvaccinated kids doing at school? because they're usually pretty strict about turning in those vaccination, the proof of vaccination. I don't know how that has happened or who the sources of this are. And they're not saying. They're just kind of leaving it vaguely at unvaccinated. So what you don't know is this like an anti-vaccine movement thing? Or is this a, we have a lot of foreigners who've come in here lately thing? We don't know. The initial exposure, this whole cluster started at a church, the Way of Truth Church in Inman, and what they call healthcare school settings. And it's accelerates around, it was around Thanksgiving, has accelerated post-Thanksgiving due to gatherings and low vaccination rates in affected communities, they say. So this is record-breaking for the state, also record-breaking for the upstate. It's now again spread to 11 schools. So we'll see. Speaking of disease spreading, Democrats have a new hoax. You know what dawned on me over the weekend? How profoundly corrupt this party is. For all the faults that Republicans or Republican leadership has, and they're nasty. I mean, they are dirty, dirty people. You know, those Republicans have never run a hoax on Democrats. Think Russia collusion hoax, the fakeness of that. And the Epstein hoax they ran this weekend, where they had tens of thousands of photos that they, in documents they had gotten from the Epstein estate, particularly the photos, tens of thousands of those, they released just 19. You see what the Democrats did over the week? Your liberal friends might have been buzzing about it. And what they did, by the way, some of the photos weren't even new. They've been released before. They've been out there. What the Democrats did was act like they had something new and black out the eyes of the faces of people. Trump was in public. Yes, these were Epstein parties, Epstein events, but he was in public. He was not at the island. And in many cases, Melania was with him. But what they did was black out the eyes and leave the implication that these were victims that Trump was with, like, his, in other words, Trump's victims. Like, in other words, here he is hanging out with a bunch of underage girls. They selectively used the 19 photos, put them out, including one that's been released before, it's not new, and put them out there. Now, here's a couple of problems with this. They were not underage girls. They were not victims. One of the women is actually on record as having said Trump's a perfect gentleman. He wasn't involved in any kind of weird Epstein stuff. They ignored all of that, chose a couple of Democrat Congress members to put that out there with claims like, oh, look what's breaking. Oh, we've got more proof. Trump's a, you know, Epstein pimp or something. He's like an Epstein John. And he's like, no, those were adults. Those were public parties. Melania was with him in several of the pictures. And there was no reason to black these people's eyes out other than to try to fool the public into thinking, hey, these are underage girls and here's Trump hanging out with them. Scott Jennings lost his mind over this weekend on CNN. And by the way, rightly so. And they're spinning lies and acting like they've got, you know, some kind of scoop. They didn't. Here's Scott Jennings going off on this.
But what did they do today? They released photos that are cherry-picked, by the way, and they throw in an already publicly released photo of Donald Trump. They blur out the pictures of the women to make you think that these women were underage sex victims, when in fact, they were very adult, they were at an event, it's already a publicly released photo, and one of the women said on the record, oh, Donald Trump was gentlemanly. So what the Democrats are doing here is they're taking a very serious story in which real people got hurt by powerful people, all for the purpose of trying to smear Donald Trump. That's what this has always been about. They didn't care about it until now. And what they're doing with these photos is nothing short of outrageous. It's a story about Epstein, but they want it to be about Trump. And I'm just, honestly, it is crazy. When you put out photos and digitally alter and react to women's faces, you know what you're doing, and it's not right.
Yeah, sorry for the garble end of that. But he's saying when you put out these photos, you blur people's faces to make it look like, oh, we got him with the victims. And they're not only not Epstein victims, they're adults at a party. Come on. But it, you know, it trended for a good 24 hours. And this is how you put the misinformation out. Nancy Pelosi used to call it the wrap-up smear. It's just very fake. They all know it's fake, and they just lie and run with it. Smear. You know what this tells me? You got nothing else to talk about. They can't talk about their agenda because it scares people. All they got is Trump's a bad guy. Vote for us. That's what this is about. Well, Netanyahu blasting the leadership of Australia for ignoring anti-Semitic attacks, including Muslims chanting "Gas the Jews" back in October in Sydney, Australia. Folks, we never saw anything like this in the West. Hamas supporters in Australia chanting "Gas the Jews" beside the world famous Sydney Opera House in Australia in October. Also yelling "Allahu Akbar," Allah is supreme, and "F the Jews." 300 of them, as the line of police watched. The event was held to celebrate Hamas's massacre of Jews and its simultaneous attacks on Israeli security forces. And the shouters waved their home country flags, including the flags of Turkey and Lebanon. And this is why you have Netanyahu calling out the Australian Prime Minister, the Labour Party, for the really awful stuff that, quite frankly, they've said that they've accommodated a lot of this. They've made some, quite frankly, not overt, but covert anti-Semitic statements themselves. Here's Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu calling out the Australian Prime Minister for being soft on anti-Semitism. Listen.
It pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire. It encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. Anti-Semitism is a cancer. It spreads when leaders stay silent and you must replace weakness with action.
Yeah. Not happening in America either. In fact, there's a nexus forming. See, over the weekend, Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia is running around. He's celebrating his freedom. I don't know if he's trafficking anyone or beating anyone up like his wife again, but he's out there. And he's criticizing the government whose laws he broke in Spanish because he doesn't speak English and can't be bothered to learn. What's interesting is standing next to him, when you see the video, and we're going to get into this in the next hour, is a guy wearing a kefaya. So Abrigo Garcia is basically arguing, hey, you know, I should be able to come here and commit as many crimes as I want. This is somehow an Islamic issue now. And if you look at their protest, it might be the No Kings protest, just general protest, pro-illegal immigration protest, open borders protest. You're seeing the kafayas. The kafayas are showing up. You're watching the Islamic movement merge, I think only temporarily, with the Democrat street march movement. And this is not a good thing. I don't know why someone in a Palestinian kafaya is standing next to Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia, St. Kilmore, as we call him, when he's mocking our government for being unable, at least for now, to keep him behind bars. It's a weird nexus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.